Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auctions. Look like we had another great week for the beef markets. Bob, what you see here locally?
Casey, this thing was good. I mean, I just looked a while ago. They got cut out at 328. I mean, I think that's, well, that's highest we've ever seen. We're selling fat cattle. I know yesterday late, they sold some fats in Kansas at 185, and I heard prices up in the north, you know, on the 190. I mean, you know, and we've got April fat, June fats higher than April fats. And we I think we've seen that 4 years since 1974. And only 4 years have we ever seen June fats over April fats high when they closed out. So, I mean, there's nothing negative about the market. I mean, it's positive. Old school, I'm nervous when we get these levels. Not to say we won't get higher, because there's nothing normal going on. I mean, we're not in a normal world right now. You know, we continue to move the product. These feeder cattle just continue to get higher. What I thought was high 30 days ago looks cheap today. Calf market continues to get higher. I mean, they're just demand for inventory. People want to keep inventory. Something I talked to a lot of producers this week, and of course everybody's, you know, glad about the rains. We've had good rains, but the sentiment is we've still got to have rain. We got plenty of grass, but we're going to run out of water. So that's a threat that you know, that concerns me. We've seen a few people buying replacement cows. I had a gentleman over there this week that bought, I think, 30, 40 young pairs. And he said, I've got a lot of excess grass. He's not overstocked at any one time. And of course, he culled his old cows earlier for safety net. But I mean, the general industry is very positive oriented. Grain markets are going to dictate the feeder market. And right now, the grain markets are, you know, we're way off our highs at that $8 where we were a year ago. The people in the feed yards are, I mean, there's nothing, I'm not hearing anything negative besides the fact we're at a good level, but you can protect yourself at this level like I've talked in the past. So just ride the ride, and it's a good ride right now.
How long do you think it's going to be before, like, the general public starts griping about prices?
You know, I tell you what's crazy. I went in Crest. If I'm out of town or go through a grocery store, I drop by and check the meat deal. And of course, it's different every places, but yeah, Crest and Sam's will sell choice and prime beef. And I walked through Crest, I don't know why, but Sherry had to pick something up, but like their prime strips and prime ribeyes were $20. Now, don't get me wrong, that's high. But the way they're pricing beef, that's not high. So I don't know where the Crest had meat bought up, because go back to the COVID, that same steak this time a year ago or 2 years ago was $27, $28, and beef wasn't that high then. So, I mean, we had some gouging going on, and it was supply chain problems. I do know that. You know, right now we still got plenty of cattle available for the packer. We haven't run out of those, because even though we all know we got less cattle, all those cattle that we sold last August, September, October, November, that were going to be May feeders that normally come off for wheat pasture runs, went in the feed yard eventually. So they still got their ample supply of cattle on hand. And those calf feds are going to be 30 to 60 days longer coming out than they are normally. Normally they're hitting in June and cleaned up by July. This year they're going to, you know, there's going to be some hit in June, but we're still going to have some of them in August to clean up. So, but the numbers of cattle available for feeder cattle, we know will get less and less. The calf crop in, you know, of 2023 going into 24 will be less. And that's when we're going to see less feeder cattle available. We haven't seen heifer retention yet. That's what will maintain this market, is heifer retention, because the, you know, percentage of those heifers that's going to the feed yard now. I mean, I seen cattle bringing 1,000-pound cattle Monday, bringing $2,000 a head. Take the victory run right now. So ride the tide. We're in good a shape as we've ever been.
What do you think we're going to see in the next few weeks?
The runs are going to, they're not going to be any bigger. I mean, I think Oklahoma City, you're looking somewhere between 7,000 and 9,000. Then it'll drop off in the summer. I think all of our, I mean, there at Apache, we've been pretty much steady to last year so far. But we all know we get to August, September, and October, November, we're going to see the calf runs be lighter. It's inevitable. We sold too many cows that we can maintain, you know, our markets. But in general, that's going to maintain the price market. It's back to now. You look at the price of hogs versus the price of beef. There's going to be some point in time in here that adjust. They're going to have to back off meat because I think the beef, you know, the general public's going to buy the pork and the chicken. I mean, you just can't sustain those. Even if you drop down and buy the next cut of meat at $7, $8 a pound on your choice, or $10. I've seen some choice steaks at $10. Hamburger meat, if you buy it like, you know, in 10-pound packages, I've seen you can get it down, you know, in the $3 area. And there'll be a lot of people, you know, feed kids that eat a lot of hamburger meat. And we eat a lot of hamburger meat. So, I mean, there's ways around. But as long as the economy stays good, and it is, I mean, despite higher interest rates, you know, the job market's still got availability. And they've raised the wages to the general public over the last 2 years due to COVID and lack of people wanting to work, to get them back to work.
How can folks get in touch with you if they have any questions?
1-800-926-9696. David Gage, Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, and myself. Be more than glad to answer questions for you.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.